A couple of announcements as we conclude our service today. Over the next few weeks, there's a number of things happening in our parish life here together, and I hope that you mark them on your calendars and are part of them. Next Sunday will be our Black History Month celebration. We're very much looking forward to that, as we are every year, as we join with Lansing United for that wonderful service to celebrate the gift of heritage and to celebrate lives that have made a difference despite the adverse tragedies that many have had to experience as part of their experience of life and faith. The Heritage Singers will be with us singing next Sunday, which is going to be a treat. And we also have Brother Reginald Crankshaw, too, who is going to be preaching next Sunday. And so please plan to be out as part of that service of celebration and thanksgiving. 2 weeks from yesterday is going to be our pancake supper, and Lorraine is at the back selling tickets. It's going to be a wonderful event, I'm sure, as usual. So make sure you buy your tickets, buy them for family, friends, invite your neighbors. It's going to be a wonderful event, and I hope that you'll be here. And the pancakes are awesome, and the maple syrup and the sausages, a great time, and especially the fellowship that we share together in coming together. Thank you to our Parish Life Committee, who has put this event together. The next day will be our annual parish vestry meeting, the last Sunday of February. Please plan to be here. It's the time when we celebrate who we are as God's people in this place and give thanks for our blessings and make choices and decisions as we prepare to move forward. And then, after that, Lent begins, the first week of March. And you'll have an insert again in your bulletin this week, which gives all of the various activities and opportunities to enter into a spiritual rhythm, which is really what Lent is all about. It's about spiritually preparing ourselves to celebrate the mystery and the hope and the promise of the resurrection of Easter. So I hope that you'll be able to come out and be part of some of those as you plan your Lenten experience and the rhythm that will be meaningful for you in this Lenten season. Our recessional hymn today is...